History. It's a historic one. It's a historic one because it's generations, man.
Generations.
It's generations. It's the Real World Podcast, and we're talking about Chris Eubank Jr. versus Conor Benn.
Conor Benn.
Conor's our people.
He's our guy. He's our guy. He's our guy, mate.
Chris is blessing for us.
Bro, Conor's my guy, bro. I'm riding fully 100% with Conor. Straight.
Listen right now. Mm-hmm. Chris Eubank Jr., his career has been a weird one, isn't it? He's a two-weight world champion.
Yeah.
He's never really had those fights that... Every time he's had one of those big fights, he's come short.
Yep.
And he's forced his career to go in a weird direction.
Weird direction.
To the point now where they're doing legacy fights.
Yeah. It's a weird one.
It's a weird one where I feel like this fight benefits Conor's stage of his career way more than it benefits Chris.
Yeah, because I look at it like this year, in the last 5 years, Chris ain't done nothing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's been quiet. It's been a quiet one.
Yeah.
He's been, you know what, it's bad. Because Conor, he's on the cusp of fighting for a world title.
Yeah.
He's on his way up.
Yeah.
24, 25 years old. Yep. Right? And then he gets an opportunity just to bang up a Eubank. Yeah. Right? That's how he looked at it.
Yeah.
So it's another fight. Mm-hmm. It's another payday. Doesn't affect his route.
Doesn't affect
to the world title. If anything, it helps him buy a bit of time.
Yeah, in all honesty, when I first heard of this fight, I was thinking, Conor shouldn't do this fight.
Mm.
But obviously, it's a big payday.
What made you say? What made you think?
Because I want to see Conor fight the world champions and get a belt before anything. I don't really care about the Eubanks and the history between their fathers and whatnot. I just want to see him go over to America and try and collect some belts from over there. That's what I would like.
Yeah.
I want to see him a world champion.
Right.
And I think, if this fight happened 3 years from now, it'll still have a big impact. So it's not a fight that has to be rushed.
It's not a fight that has to be rushed. Because Eubanks
ain't going nowhere.
Nah. But what is he, 33?
Yeah, probably about 30, 33.
See, he's 33 now.
He's not going nowhere. He'll come back for the money.
Yeah, but I think, you know what? I think it's a good fight for Conor.
It's a good fight for Conor.
Yeah, I think it makes sense for him to take now. I think it makes sense for Chris to take now as well, because where is Chris's next super payday?
Nah, it's nowhere.
You know,
he
can make money.
But yeah, the only reason why I say now is like Conor has to put on weight. Mm-hmm. It's a catch weight, 156.
Yeah.
Conor fights at 147.
Yeah.
So he's got to put on weight.
He's
got to gain muscle mass. And it's going to be harder to fall back off, and is it going to affect his performance in the?
Because 156 is heavier than the weight class above, which is 154.
Yes.
So it's 2 pounds over. It's a kilo over. The weight above.
Yeah.
Chris, we know he makes weight pretty easy to make middleweight.
Yeah.
So he won't mind shredding that extra few pounds. It's definitely harder for Conor.
And the issue is, it's like, I know. The Chris we've been seeing lately, he's been fighting on the back foot.
Mm.
Really trying to be Ray Jones.
He should have finished He should have finished Liam Williams.
Yeah, he should have. He's got an identity crisis right now. But I know he's going to land some good shots on Conor. He will land some good shots.
Yeah.
I don't want them shots to have an effect on Conor's performance
with
other fights later on down the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
I know Conor's going to blast him.
Chris picks awkward angle punches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's quick. He's athletic. He lunges. He does things unexpected.
Yeah.
And we know Conor's aggressive.
Very.
And he's coming to fight. So we don't want him to walk onto nothing or try and dismiss the punches like how he could dismiss someone his own size.
Very true.
You know what I mean? He has to realize this guy is bigger than me. And put respect on what's coming from his end. Yeah. Knowing Conor, he's probably say yeah, and he has to respect mine.
Oh, yeah.
equally as much.
Of course.
Which is, of course, the mentality.
Yeah.
But where does that fight happen, and what network does it happen on?
That's the thing. What the contracts?
Will it be on a Zone fight?
Yeah, the Zone fight.
Will it be a Sky fight? I can't see Conor going on Sky.
Rehydration. Not right now with what's going on there.
That fight happens, it will happen and whatnot. I think he'll be in his own.
But is Eubank signed to Sky, or is he just Saunders have a connection with Sky?
He's signed to Wasserman.
Wasserman, that's it. Wasserman and Saunders, is it?
Wasserman and Saulen.
Saulen, that's it.
They use Sky
as
their network to show their fights.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not actually signed with Boxer.
Yeah.
He's signed with Wasserman.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like with that bit of that looser tie, that looser connection, he can go over to the zone and make some peas.
And obviously the money's going to be bigger because we was thinking that because they signed, what you call it, Liam Smith?
Yeah.
That Smith was going to be fighting Eubanks.
Right, but that's what we thought. But it seems to have gone another direction. Where I think they would have. I think Boxer might have wanted that fight.
That's happened, yeah.
But the way it's looking, it's not that fight.
Yeah.
I think it is a good thing to see the generations. I want to see how they get the dads involved in the promo.
Yeah, because the press conference between the dad, when I was on the TV, that was epic. Watch
that
it, guys,
is like
seen
classic
it
TV.
Classic
British boxing history. These men are British boxing legends for a reason. It's not always about
Connor's exactly like his dad. You know?
He's the same. You can see he's the same. He's on the same vibe. Anti-social vibe. And Chris is on the wind up team, just like his dad.
So yeah, it's a beautiful one for the
very exciting, bro. It's very exciting. I want to see that one. We have to go to that one. We have 100%, to go to that 100%, one. 100%. I'm there. What's that, O2 Arena?
Hopefully, yeah. O2.
That's an O2, yeah, isn't it?
Hopefully.
That's an O2 Arena. Filled.
Yeah.
Filled O2 Arena. Yep. No black curtain.
Yep. It'll be
no black curtain. Seats will be out of here.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to that one. When did it, was they saying a projected date? Have they even got a date for it? Or is it just like up in the
works? I don't know why in my mind I'm thinking October. I think it was October.
Aye, that one there, I'm excited. That one there, I'm excited.
Yeah,
Connor
potentially
will fight, man.
Gonna bring it, man.
He's gonna fight, man. Whether even if he does lose, the shield will be brought out. He's not going to go down on some anything. Like, he'll be there fighting, and Chris will as well. Them man know.
Yeah, yeah.
Them man know.
They know.
Like, Nigel knows how it felt to lose to Chris Senior.
Yes.
And how much it burnt him.
Yes.
I remember everyone remembers the scene of him crying on the ref after the first fight. And I know Connor will be watching that in the build up as motivation.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? They say, yeah, dad, you see the we know you done your thing. We know my man got you that. He's not getting me. He ain't doing it. I'm doing it for us.
Us.
I'm the doing surname. It for us, never them.
For the surname.
For the last name.
Trust me.
Like Dame Dash says, I hustle for my last name, not my first.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Dame hit the people with that gem.
We got Dame Dash.
Yeah, you hustle for your last name, not your first. Mm-hmm. And that's what this fight is about. Last name, not the first.
Yes.
But we'll have more coming on that when there is more. And we have to try and go to these press conferences and that, man, get a local live
video.
Roll up with Rumsey.
Yeah, that would be good.
Say, yo, brethren.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, we're live here. Brilliant, we was live at the press conference.
Yeah, that would be
good.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now we got Rums there. Make sure you lot are following Rums as well. Image.Rums.
Yep.
You know the socials, man. You know he's always active. Joseph, make sure you're following him and all socials as well. And the Real Wills page, because we do have the content. Let's try and get this 20K subs by the end of the year, bro.
Oh yeah, definitely. This needs to be consistent.
Let's try, man. 20K, bro.
We can.
Let's finish 2022 with 20.
Yeah, we can.
Let's finish 2022 with 20.
Yeah, yeah. We can. People,
because we're on 15 bags right now.
Like and subscribe, man.
Yeah, we're on 15 bags right now.
Subscribe, my people, man. Hit that button, man.
Must can.
Trust me.
Get a 20K by the end of the year.
Trust me.
That's the aim, anyway. Yeah, but before we go, Lee, something I got to pressure you into, because you know that's what I do. Prediction for Chris Eubank and Conor Benn. And how?
Conor Benn, round 8, stoppage.
Woo! Round 8. Yeah.
Round 8.
I think it goes points.
Points.
Mm.
Points.
I think it goes points, and it becomes one of those fights where everyone at the end has to stand up.
One of their ones clap.
Everyone just has to stand up.
Stand an ovation.
Yeah. Everyone just has to get up and go, you know what? That was a fight.
I think Conor's going to catch him with something.
But you think Conor's going to catch him?
Have
you ever seen Chris Hurt?
No, not really.
Never.
No.
You can take bangs.
He can take bangs. He can take
like
licks.
He's tough.
He can take licks.
That's why I don't
licks.
Think Conor's going to finish him, because he's smaller than him. And Chris, it's not even like Chris gets rocked by people that size.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't.
That's true, it's true.
Like, he don't get rocked by his own size.
It's true.
Let alone the smaller people.
Can Conor draw Chris out of position and make him try and stand his ground?
Nah, you know Chris is just stubborn, bruv. He's on his own thing, you know.
He sees him as a little man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He should stand with him. He should have no problem standing with
him. But you think he will, though?
But I don't think he will. Mm. He's going to be on the shimmy thing. And
smirking, smiling.
Yeah, smirking and smiling. But that's good. You're trying to get in man's head.
He's going to get Conor so mad.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to get in man's head. This is interesting. But as we said, make sure you like and subscribe. 20 by the end of 2022 is the plan.
People, help us out, man.
Help us out.
Like,
man.
Subscribe.
We gotta help ourselves, but help us. Everything. What you say? What you say? Steal it and post it.
Remix it.
Yeah, remix and post it.
All of that.
Snap it and post it. Just post it. But love for the people.
Love people.
Love.